Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. How are you, Dr. Elaine?
I'm doing great. I hope everyone's having a great summer. And we just like to let you know that, as always, our shows are to share with our audiences that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And we've been proving this for the past 10 years with thousands of case histories of people who have come to us for pain and non-pain disorders. Some have been on multiple numbers of medications with no help, in fact, making them worse. And we've been doing that for the past 10 years.
Yeah. There are two guests coming up. One of them is a perfect case. Actually, both of them.
Right. We should just get started right away and talk to them. Okay, I'd like to welcome our first guest today, Joyce. Welcome, Joyce.
Hi, Joyce.
Thank you.
Joyce actually has been on our show several times. I think this might be your third or fourth time, actually. And we thank you so much for being so kind to join us and share your story, because I think it really helps our listeners when they hear people like you who have been coming to us for quite a while now. So why don't you give us a little history, where you're from, what you do or did in the past, and how you came to see us and what we've helped you with.
Make sure you tell all the symptoms. That's why you're coming, keep coming and
well,
coming.
Well, actually, no. She didn't come for a while.
Oh, she didn't come for a while.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, right. Yeah. Okay, Joyce.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm a retired RN. I just turned this week 80 years old.
Congratulations.
And I,
you don't look
live
it.
I live
she
in Valencia,
great.
So I travel to see Dr. Elaine and Dr. Tong 73 miles one way.
Yes.
Wow.
It is well worth it. I had a mild stroke a little over a year and a half ago, and I have certainly regained my energy. I feel better than I felt before the stroke.
Wow.
That's good.
I had a few more.
No.
Just kidding.
And I originally came to Dr. Tong, it was over 10 years ago. I had a spur on my heel and saw a podiatrist at UCLA who recommended physical therapy, which did not help. So then an orthopedic surgeon at UCLA removed the bone spur. It was just almost touching my Achilles tendon. And he followed up with a small dose of radiation. I was the 40th patient to have that done. And I was the only one out of the 40 whose bone spur grew back. So I had a trip to China planned, which I had to cancel because I knew I couldn't do the walking. And I just one day turned on my kitchen radio, and Dr. Elaine and Dr. Tong were on and told about what they could do. And I lived in West LA at the time, so it wasn't all that far to go to Costa Mesa. And I went, and Dr. Tong treated my heel spur, and in all these years, I have not had a recurrence of pain in that left ankle.
So you feel better? And you feel better after the first treatment?
I feel better. You treated me 2 days ago for a spur on the other foot.
Mm. How about the first time? The first time, do you feel better? The first treatment?
First time? Oh yeah. And then you said, well, when the first time I came to you, you said, when I finish with the heel spur, I will treat your sleep apnea, because I had put that on the health history I had to fill out. And my thought was, well, yeah, this guy's got a big ego. I was willing to try it.
I do have a big ego.
More pain. And after a few treatments, I didn't need the
CPAP machine.
CPAP, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, now tonight don't use the CPAP. But after about 40 minutes or an hour of sleeping, I was gasping for air. And then I told you the next time, and you said, well, just, you know, leave it off, and then one time you'll just sleep the whole night without it. And I haven't had sleep apnea since. I wake up feeling good. And
How many years? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. It's been at least 10, but I think it's more than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you tell a little bit about this CPAP machine that you have to do to go to sleep? It's really ridiculous.
Yeah. So because people don't know what CPAP machine is.
Yeah. So explain a little bit. Describe a little bit.
It creates a negative pressure.
What does that mean? You blow air into your lung? What did the machine do?
I think what it does is it keeps the uvula, which is in, you know, the back of your upper mouth, from dropping. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that is what happens when you have sleep apnea.
Okay, I want the listeners to know the detail. What is a CPAP machine? You put something in your mouth and you have air.
Yes, you have to cover, it's like a little mask that you cover your nose and your mouth with. Mm-hmm. And then there is a tubing attached to that, to a machine that you put by your bedside. Mm-hmm. So if you travel, you have to carry that with you.
Right.
Somebody might mistake you as an elephant.
Yeah. Well, that's what I felt like when I used it. And then sometimes if you turn, or if you're a restless sleeper, it slips off. And then you wake up and you have to readjust it.
It's not natural, that's for sure.
No, it is far from natural.
It's very cumbersome.
Right.
And it's so very nice to sleep without it.
For 10 years. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been, I think, a little longer than 10 years, but I don't remember the exact year.
Mm-hmm. Recent.
I had a heel spur in my other foot, so Dr. Tong treated it a couple of days ago. And yesterday, he treated it two days ago, and yesterday I had pain. I walked out of the office comfortably, but I had pain yesterday, and today it was so bad when I woke up, I could hardly walk from my bed to the bathroom. But this morning I woke up and I had absolutely no pain. And as soon as I'm through talking here, I've got a list of errands to run.
Wow.
And I'm not about it at all.
So what happened? What happened is that we improve your health, and you have a lot of this energy, the Chinese call qi. the qi open up circulation finally. What we reduce your blockage so that it's not so tight. So your circulation that contained the qi was able to open the rest of the blockage. So that pain was that your qi trying to open it up.
Right.
And before it opened up, it's painful.
Right.
Now it's all open.
Right.
And you don't need, it won't come back.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I don't know if listeners will agree with me, but sometimes you might even feel like electric shocks.
Yeah.
And I feel this sometimes when I'm working out, I'll be stretching and all of a sudden I'll feel a shock in my ankle. And that's actually qi trying to push through a blockage.
Yeah.
So that's where you know you have a blockage if you feel that electrical zing.
Here's one more very important thing that we all need to learn. The bone spur, the heel spur, is not the cause of the pain.
Mm-hmm.
You take an MRI right now, Joyce, the MRI will not show any different. You still have the bone spur as big as before, but now your circulation is open. Mm-hmm. The circulation blockage that contains the qi blockage, is what caused the pain. And long-term is what caused bone spur as well.
Right. Now, the left foot, you still have a bone spur, right? Because it grew back after the...
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's still there, but
right.
I don't have any pain.
Exactly.
Not at all. And
exactly.
I can walk
for over 10 years.
Pain.
Right.
And then I developed back pain, which Dr. Elaine has been working on. And it's just so wonderful. I couldn't stand in place. Mm-hmm. Waiting in the post office or something without excruciating pain, and I couldn't walk without pain. And I have no back pain now. It's wonderful.
Right.
He got rid of the back pain, and then I got the bone spur. Now, bone spur.
What is next? What's
actually,
next coming up?
Before, yeah.
Give us a little preview. Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about the earthing, too, about how you've been grounding and about... Because let me tell you, folks, Joyce is 80 years old, but she doesn't look it.
She doesn't
act
look
it.
At all. 40,
Joy,
50, yeah.
You know, Dr. Tong, Joyce drives to... You drive up to San Francisco at least 3 or 4 times a year, at least.
Yeah.
By herself.
Wow.
And you stop maybe once.
I can garden now. I have gardened as much 5 hours straight. I have been tired after that, but I can do it without pain.
Right.
And which I think for 80 is pretty darn good.
And if you become more, you can do it without fatigue too. No pain, no tiredness either.
Actually, sometimes you said you're not too tired afterwards. I remember the first time we treated you and grounded you. I remember you told me. You couldn't stop, remember?
Oh, yes. That very first time, the next day, it was 3 or 4 hours that I gardened that day. But when I came in, I just had all this energy, and I couldn't.
Hey, Joyce.
And around 8 o'clock that night, I said to myself, I better slow down or I'm not going to
You don't have to slow down. I have a big garden. I'm making an appointment. You'll come to my house next.
Okay? Well, I'm not for hire.
Not above for hire. Exchange treatments.
give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
One more wonderful thing I really need to mention. Mm-hmm. Age doesn't count.
Oh, no. I think, Joyce, I think you look younger now.
Age doesn't count. I'm looking younger and I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm going to ever retire. It really is incredible. The last 3 years have been so bad for me. But then now I just feel good. I like to work.
Well, as somebody who has retired, I suggest you not retire.
Yeah.
Because you retire, you get so busy, you're much busier than you are when you're working.
Well, get a part-time gardening job. You get qualified for that.
No, I mean, Joyce is one of our, she's one of our poster patients because she looks, amazing.
Yeah, she doesn't look even 60.
And really.
Honestly.
No, because your skin, actually, I think her skin has gotten tighter. Yes.
Yeah, so tight.
I don't know if anyone has told you that, I mean, who's seen you, but I mean, you look amazing, so.
Well, people do tell me that they're just stunned when I tell them that I'm 80.
Yes,
because you don't even sound 80 either, you know.
Right.
So it's amazing. Anything else you want to add that we've been working on? I can't even think. Oh, you had some. Mainly. Oh, what about the? Why don't we tell a little bit about the magnesium and your hunger and the weight loss?
Oh yeah, I've struggled with weight most of my life,
mm-hmm.
and I told Dr. Elaine how I just get hungry. Mm-hmm. And she said, I wonder if you're deficient in magnesium. Mm-hmm. And I was not I was just getting, prior to that, a small dose and a multivitamin. Mm-hmm. And so she took me off the multivitamin, and I went on magnesium, a combination of magnesium. What I'm taking is a combination of magnesium, zinc, and calcium. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, I lost 13 pounds.
Wow.
Because I wasn't so hungry anymore.
Right, right.
And I did have my internist order magnesium level, and it is at a high level now.
Wow, it's well worth your trip to come over here.
Yeah, and the thing is, I didn't test your magnesium, but the thing is,
no.
You know, I kind of knew. I just kind of know sometimes, and also, you know, it's kind of this is the same principle as, you know, women who are, you know, still having their periods. You know, when they crave chocolate. When they get their periods, it's from magnesium deficiency. So that's kind of how I correlated, and I thought maybe that's because you were telling me you're always ravenous. And usually magnesium becomes very deficient as you get older. It's very important. You don't want to overdose on it either. You don't want to take more than – you're not taking more than about 300 milligrams per day, right? So
the truth is that –
just – little under 500.
Yeah, that's that's fine.
The truth,
I tested in the higher range, but not
right. But it's normal.
Not taking too much.
Right.
Well, I'm taking Plavix, and I'm taking a cholesterol lowering medication.
Oh, yeah, she's not taking any of those stuff.
Yeah.
Gee, those are poison. You know, you want to get yourself better. Don't take them. You don't need it. I guarantee 100%. This Plavix is actually making you worse, and the cholesterol drugs rot your muscle. Chemicals have no roles in our health. Absolutely.
Well, I'm afraid of getting another stroke.
No, you won't. If you need to alkalize.
Yeah.
Alkalize.
Number one is to alkalize.
Stroke comes from clotting. Clotting, when you're acidic, you clot easily. And number two, when you get acidic, your vessel becomes smaller because the body pulls the calcium and magnesium, and that's why you're lower in magnesium too, to neutralize the acid.
Right.
And they clog up the artery because they get calcification. Okay, if you're alkalized, you don't have that. And one way to become alkalized is get our treatment. We improve your kidney, your lung, and your large intestine, the function to excrete all the acid.
Right.
Then you get
and
on a diet.
The herbs, too, will alkalinize
don't
you.
Don't take those poison. I didn't even know that you're still taking it. You don't need to.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's an RN, so that's
true. Well, she's RN, have the wrong information. Then you got to listen to the right information. Yes. Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
I have a great deal of confidence in your practice.
Yeah, you really don't need that.
I am.
Check your pH every morning, okay? If you're still acidic, tell us, then we'll work on getting you alkalized.
Yeah. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for joining us today, and I guess you can get on with your day of full of errands.
Okay, thank you.
You finish doing my gardening.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, all right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Let's get to our next guest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's welcome our next guest, Tetchen. Welcome, Tetchen.
Hi, Tetchen.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Tetchen, tell us where you're from, what you do, and what brought you to see us.
I am from Ethiopia. I have been diagnosed for diabetes on around 2001 area.
2001.
And then I had been taking medication. Started with glucose control, then raised to glucophage, then raised to Actos, and then later Januvia and all that, and they want to put some of the injections. I refused those, but they gave me like four kinds of tablets, and number of the sugar content was going up instead of
how
going
high?
Down.
How high?
How high?
How high was that at the end where I get there was no number so high. So it was over the limit, and I was hospitalized there.
So they couldn't they couldn't even tell you how high your sugar was?
You know, they said it's beyond high. The limit, beyond the number, so they don't have number.
It would be good for your stocks to be that high.
So they removed the sugar in the night, and then they let me keep the medicine, taking the medicine, and I kept the medicine, taking the medicine, but the sugar still come down a little bit to 400.
And a little bit, come down a little bit to 400.
That's, not, that's still not acceptable.
Then, and then I was having frequent get up in the night 4 to 5 times.
Urination?
To urinate in the night, get up very in the night, and there was really no change, and except getting worse. So when I was on the listening the radio, there was a number to call, and there was some kind of better cure, and I called. So when I came there, it was between 380 and 400 at that 2010 September, and then
your blood sugar,
kept medication with you, with Dr. Tang, and continue. So gradually the sugar went down to 127 around May. So
when you actually in 1 month, I drove your sugar down from 400 to 127 area.
So
he was also on some homeopathic too.
And the getting up in the night got stopped, so I was not getting up in the night.
So you
urinate.
Don't?
Not even one time?
No, just in the morning like I used to be.
Wow, that's good, yeah.
So,
did you have blood pressure problem too, or was your blood pressure?
Yeah, there was a blood pressure medicine I was taking, but after I was in Dr. Tang, and then everything was lowered down, and then I stopped that one too.
And this is all now your blood pressure, no medication, right?
No medication. So my family doctor said, my blood pressure is good. What happened? He said, well, I have been getting help from the natural medicine. I told him, oh, okay. He said, so my blood pressure went normal. He didn't worry no more. So I went normal now, and libido came back. It was like it was before the blood, before the blood sugar, and kind of normal. And I had the vision problem and hazy, and that one is gone.
Vision?
And,
that was more than very serious. You said you could not go out in the daylight without very dark glasses.
Yeah, and now I can stand on the sun with no dark glass, and it don't bother me.
Yeah, and
so the haziness is gone.
Heaviness, and then you had some pain too, some groin pain and back pain. It has an arm pain.
Yeah, there was a pain in the back, on the chest, and legs and shoulders. They all gone. I have no pain now.
Wow.
So
the medication is very serious and good. You know, I hope some people get help like that. But
First
you have to know where to go, you know.
So where to go.
I
mean, I think with Techin, though, also it was very gradual, because in the beginning you were a tough case. But with him, it was like all of a sudden shift. All of a sudden, I saw you maybe a month ago. I mean, you look like a completely different person. Your skin is lighter, and it's not as, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you had some toxins coming out, because there would be a fume that came out.
Yeah, both people look so much younger.
I mean,
there was some red black spots on my side cheeks on my face. That one is gone.
Right,
too.
All the, like, your face is lighter. All the dark, right? The darkness and your whole body too is
all the spots are gone, and
in his legs.
I am totally normal now, and I don't take them actose, glucophage, and all that. And the worst thing was my fingers on my palm. There was swelling, and I can't make fist because the fingers were so
swollen.
Fat, swollen, and I can't make fist. Now they're all gone now.
The swelling's
I think
gone,
the
yes.
One thing's more worse was your libido. That's what you told me before.
Yeah.
And now she's it's normal.
And then I lost everything, and the libido was gone, and I had no sense, but now everything is back.
Right.
I wonder.
You know, also you did the grounding, right? The earthing, the sheet.
Yeah, the grounding also. I sleep on that
sheet.
On that sheet, and I hook it to the ground, and that one also, all the back pain was relieved, and my shoulder. And
the sleep is better too, right?
Yeah, I just sleep better, and when I go to bed, there is no problem to get up in the night like I used to. Now I just get up in the morning and
like
fresh
normal.
All day.
And how old are you, Tachin?
60.
60, okay. Yeah. Look, age doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, because no, you look younger now, too. Everyone I see, they look younger.
Yeah, everything can be cured. If you were healthy before, and you've come down with a disease, it can be cured.
Right, and the thing here is that we have to treat everything. We can't just treat your blood sugar. We can't just treat the blood.
That's right.
Because when you treat the whole person, everything gets
restore
fixed.
Restore health.
Exactly.
And a healthy person doesn't have any symptoms. So if they come up with something like a cure for diabetes, don't believe them, because that cure cannot cure high blood pressure, libido, night urination, and a whole host of stuff.
Well, Tachin, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is incredible, and we're so happy for you.
Yeah, everything is normal now. I can make fist, no pain, and
no medication.
Incredible. No medication. I stopped, and I am normal now. Thanks for that.
Good sex power.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye, and have a great weekend.